What's the formula for growing your business and life together? I'm about to share it with you. What's good? It's Rob Cressy, and welcome to Built for the Game. And I've got some good stuff cooking that I'm really excited to share about that's going to help you on your journey. And more specifically, it's the personal growth and development and life optimization program that I take all of my clients through in helping them level up all areas of their life. For the first time ever, I'm giving away access to that for free. You can sign up at builtforthegame.com. And what this is really about is sustained excellence in entrepreneurship, your ability to thrive in business for the long haul, as well as support the well-being of who you are. Because sustained excellence in entrepreneurship, while something that seems logical and obvious, it's also sort of contrarian to entrepreneurship, because sustainability and entrepreneurship typically don't go together, because entrepreneurship has such a high failure rate, both on the business side as well as the personal side. And so few people talk about the failure rate on the personal side of business. This is Hustle Culture 101, where if you're not getting the results that you want to see, hustle, 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 grind, 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 more, 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 at the expense of your family, your health, your well-being, everything in between. And of course, everything that I'm about to share is not an absolute. It is a perspective, because I am someone who believes that you have the ability to design your best life, your best self, and sustain excellence in all areas of your life. And it's the framing of where we come from with this. Of course, I've got relentless action as part of the DNA and who I am, but it is not the only bucket that I'm filling up. And with Built for the Game, this is sort of the foundation of everything, of you saying, all right, we can all design whatever life and business that we would like. We want to grow it at all times. All right, what's the roadmap and foundation for what that looks like? So over the last decade, I've become an expert in personal growth and development, because that's what entrepreneurship demanded from me. Over 12 years ago, I left my corporate job where I was making $250,000 a year, and I went to zero. At the time, I was not self-aware, I did not have a growth mindset, and I had inconsistent habits. And I sat there and I was like, whoa, I've really got to figure out what in the world is going on. What are the most successful people in the world doing? The people that I aspire to be like and do things like. And on that very first day of entrepreneurship, when I woke up in the morning and there was no one to tell me what to do, what to work on, do I go to the gym, what do I eat? All of a sudden, the light bulb went off in my mind and it changed my life forever. I became self-aware. I understood, wait a second, there's no one to tell me what to do. I am in charge of designing every single aspect of my life, from my thoughts to my actions to the story that I'm telling myself to what I do every single day. And I rinsed and repeated this hunger and desire to get better for the next decade plus, and this is what helped create my growth mindset, this insatiable hunger to learn and get better. Didn't mean I always had the answers, but it meant that I was going to create a system and process for making myself better. No matter what else happened during the day, as long as I guarantee myself that I'm better today than I was yesterday, I am going to win. And for me, I never set out to become a coach. I just lived like one for more than a decade until I was eventually hired to help make teams better at business by being better at life. And what I did is just reverse engineered my systems and processes, my habits, my routines, my ways of being, the things that I've been doing to help me create who I am and what I wanted more of in my life. And then said, hey, here's the blueprint for how you can do this as well. Doesn't mean that you need to be Rob. It's what do you want to create? Here's some things that you can do, or some perspectives or some habits or some routines that you can try on for size. Keep what you like that serves you. Discard that which you don't like. And what I then did to help make this transformation even easier is I just put this into short form videos, because I sat there and I was like, Well, what in the world would I want to consume? I never related to the, we have 1,000 hours of video footage. Our thing is the best. I'm like, I don't got 1,000 hours. I got like 7 minutes. So everything I do, I design in short form. And one of my favorite quotes is, a master knows what not to include. When you do this for long enough, you understand how you can make this simple. Simple is not easy. Simple can be very hard. But in the instance of Built for the Game, this is very simple and easy to execute because that's what I would want for myself if I was going through a program like this. The next thing I did is I put this into a training platform so that people can have very intentional, focused intention with how they are working on their self-development. So there's a few areas that are included in Built for the Game that can help you elevate each of these areas for sustained excellence in entrepreneurship. Number one, master your vision. This is so paramount that no matter what level you're at right now, the more clear your vision, the better. So of course, we start with the module around creating clarity of vision, helping you become a master at creating your vision nonstop. Number two, we got the 10 foundational mindsets. One of the things that I learned is I cannot assume that anybody knows even the simplest of things. Why? Because for the first 30 years of my life, no one even told me the word self-awareness existed. I had to figure it out on my own. And that blows my mind that I could go through K through 12, 4 years of college, and a decade in corporate America, and at no point did a single person in my life say, hey, Rob, this is what self-awareness is. Because of this, I've got 10 foundational mindsets that are like, all right, listen, these are the mindsets that will help you thrive in the long term. And one thing that I do want to note is inbuilt for the game. These concepts stack on top of each other like bricks in building a house or Lego blocks that once you get one, they build on top of each other to make you more powerful. The next thing here is self-creation in being. And when I look back on my journey at the most impactful things that I have ever learned in my life, it is this. If there's only one module that I could give you that would transform your life, it would all be around self-creation in being. Your ability to design the story that you are telling yourself, aka your identity, aka creating that state of being, that energy, the way that you think, because what you think creates your actions create your results. Therefore, if we actually work backwards from our vision, what would I love to create in my life? The logical thing becomes, what are the actions that I get to take to make that happen? And the step behind that is, what is the story I'm telling myself about who I am that creates those actions, that creates those results? So many of us on our journeys as high performers and entrepreneurs, we have a lot of negative self-talk because we have nonstop challenges, obstacles, adversity, fear, judgment, self-limiting beliefs, because we're constantly doing things that we've never done before or that few people in the world have ever tried. Because of this, our ability to design the story that we're telling ourselves into a powerful version is an absolute superpower. So self-creation and being. The next thing is all around action. Various ways that you can take prolific action and have it be easy. One of my favorite terms is effortless effort. When you're doing things that are action-oriented, that becomes so easy that you barely even have to think about it, where this is where things become habitual, they become part of who you are. And we all know what relentless action looks like, but imagine being able to have a mindset of relentless action and at the same time, making it easy. That's what the action module is all about. Up next, we've got autonomy. This is all around designing the rules of your life and your ability to steer your own ship. And this is something that when I sat there on day one of entrepreneurship and I realized, holy smokes, Batman, everything is on me. Great. Now we steer our ship wherever we want to go. So let's create some different rules or games that we're going to play with ourselves to help steer the ship to where we want it to go. Next thing's all around designing routines. And for me, this is a game changer of all game changers. I did not pop out of entrepreneurship already having these dialed in morning routines, evening routines, shower routines, reading routines. I actually had none of it. So everything that I share in this blueprint of Built for the Game is all based on experience and things that I've done to say, hey, try this on for size. Here's some simple ways that you can do it and create better routines in your life. And here's a very important part. All of this is designed to serve you and help you grow your business and life together in a sustainable way, aka, once again, effortless action. So like, I don't sit here effortless effort. I don't sit here and wake up in the morning and go, oh my God, I've got to read for 30 minutes. It's like, no, I can't wait to read for 30 minutes first thing in the morning. Why? Because it guarantees I'm better today than I was yesterday. And I'm going to learn some stuff in this book and I'm going to take action on it. And imagine what my life looks like when I do this for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. That's how I'm going to win. Oh, that's nice and simple. Next thing, and I believe this is probably the least talked about thing in all of personal development, your relationship to time. It is so important that I created an individual module just around relationship to time. Why? Because when I look at the things that I've struggled with the most in my journey as an entrepreneur and now as a parent to a 2-year-old child, it is all around relationship to time and creating a relationship that serves you. Because how many people say, man, I just don't have enough time, or where'd all the time go, or I'm busy, I'll get to it later, I'll get to it someday. All this language around scarcity of time, lack, not enoughness, that's not serving you. We all have the same amount of time every single day. Your relationship to time is really a story that you create for yourself and how you are using time to your advantage to grow your business and life together. And then the last module is all around mindsets and perspectives, the various lenses that we can create in the world for how we show up every single day, because every person has a unique situation and lens for how they view the world. Well, once we understand that we can design what that lens would be, let's start playing with this a little bit and creating lenses that are powerful and that serve us. And the reason that I'm sharing this with you right now is I have a goal of helping 10 million people. And I believe the best way that I can accelerate that is to get the knowledge in the hands of the people who want to grow. And there's a quote that's really resonating with me right now. It is, go where you are celebrated. And I'm a champion for you. I'm a champion for everyone in growing their business and growing their life and doing amazing things and building the life that you love and designing your best self. And I was like, you know what? I want to get this in the hands of the people who do want to grow. Like I said, this is the same stuff that I take my clients through, the same growth platform that we talk about for months or years at a time together that help them grow. I know this works because I've lived this for more than a decade, and so do my clients. And I think back to my journey as an entrepreneur and how much I did not know. And had I had access to Built for the Game when I started, I would have saved years off my journey, years. On top of that, I would have been so much more powerful as a creator and had so much more joy and harmony in my business and in my personal life. Because you don't know what you don't know. At the same time, when you get access to something that has the ability to transform your life, man, I go all in on something like that. And that's what I'm giving you the ability to do right now. And this is less of a sell and more of an opportunity. And I wanted to turn this into a podcast because I'm really excited about it because I've seen the results that it can create for other people. And my hope is that for those that want to get better, they will take this knowledge, integrate it into their life, and shine even brighter than they are right now. Because that's the greatest thing that you can do is give yourself this gift. Because this is a you versus you journey. And those who are self-motivated and want to be better and want to be great, this is for you. Those who are driven, those who understand that, you know what? I can have it all in all areas of my life. So go to builtforthegame.com, sign up, get free access to that. You also get a link to our free private Facebook group. And I'm here to be a champion for you on your journey. I truly want to help you any way that I can. And I felt that this is the best thing that I can do right out of the gate. If you have any thoughts or questions or when you sign up, I would love to celebrate with you. Hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Rob Cressy. Slide into my DMs. Other than that, sending tons of good vibes your way. Hope you have yourself an amazing rest of the day.